Day 95, goodness me.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
And that, my friends, will be the last time that you hear that particular intro to hashtag 365. Well, unless, of course, you listen to an old episode, because I'm not going to change it in the old episodes. Can't really do that. Shall I explain why? In fact, I won't explain why yet. I'll just play you this.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. Is hashtag 365.
Heralding the start of a new era of hashtag 365. That, my friend, is the not quite as slickly produced new intro, which I've just bodged together. Let me explain. One of the central things that we've talked about on this 365-day journey so far is the nature of food addiction and how food addiction is an actual thing. Some people are quite unsympathetic to the cause. Some people go, no, it's so easy to stop eating as much. But that lure, that powerful draw that food has for some of us is no laughing matter. Genuinely, I've come to realise that addiction is such a powerful thing when it comes to food. And there's that element of this podcast that started out a little bit of a joke, that nod towards mozzarella sticks. They are delicious. But I've had two separate people mention to me that actually having that in the intro has caused them issues. And it's come to the point where I'm just like, do you know what? I get it. I need to remove it. So from now on, you won't hear that mention of mozzarella sticks again. Let me tell you the two stories. It just shows you how powerful food addiction is. One of them was from one of my mates who was listening to the podcast, and he was at a station in London that has a Burger King in it. He was walking past the station as he was sort of Burger King as he was listening to the podcast, and the thing about mozzarella sticks came on, and his food addiction was so powerful that he kind of just got the idea that he wanted some mozzarella sticks into his brain, even though in the podcast it's like we're talking about how they're a bad thing. But the mere mention of them lodged them in his brain. Before he knew what was going on, he was at the counter ordering some mozzarella sticks and also ordering a burger. And he'd already had dinner, so he ended up eating mozzarella sticks and a burger on the train, thinking to himself, well, thanks, Alex's podcast, that's great. That's exactly the opposite of what I want to be happening. So when he told me that story, I was a bit like, oh, that sucks, but I just didn't think to do anything about it at the time. Then I was at work the other day and I was chatting to a colleague of mine who listens to the show. And he told me that he used to listen to it every morning. On his way into work, he listens to the podcast to sort of like, you know, find his focus for the day. Exactly what I want. That's just perfect. Listening to it in the morning is a perfect time to listen to the show because it kind of, yeah, exactly that. It sets you up for the day. Puts some nice thought processes into play that will carry through. But he actually said to me, because of all the mentions of mozzarella sticks, he found himself thinking about mozzarella sticks all day. So much so that he had to start listening in the evenings. And I just think, oh man, like, okay, so there's two really powerful stories there of why that mention just has to go. So it's gone. And you won't hear it again. But I'm pleased we've been through this process because I'm so sick of the diet industry sort of telling us what we should and shouldn't do, you know, and they're so unreceptive to feedback, you know. But that's not what this is about. This is a journey. We're figuring this out together. And that sort of feedback is absolutely invaluable to me. You know, because what I was sort of treating it as a bit like a joke, and I love mozzarella sticks, right? I love them. So to me, it's a bit of a sort of almost personal joke that you've become part of, if that makes sense, that you now know about. But if it's having such a negative effect, if it's triggering people to eat badly, that's not funny. The joke is over. So goodbye that. Hello. New, not quite as well produced intro. And I'm only really backing on myself there because obviously I produced it myself. It's not like there's a team of people working on this show. It's just me farting about, basically. So that's it. Bye-bye, mozzarella sticks. And actually, do you know what? I feel kind of liberated to know that I won't have to listen to that myself. So that's a good thing. We're in a positive place. Let's reframe, push forwards, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 96. Oh my God, we're almost at 100. How mad is that?